Well, I want to start out with some family history things.
Oh, well.
So I was wondering what you knew, if you knew your grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me anything about them? Or?
Well, my father's parents came from England, mm-hmm. Birmingham, England. And my mother's people came from Canada.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, some of them, they lived in Vermont. And some lived in Maine, I think it was. But oh, now we got to do the whole
thing. No, we're fine. So you're saying that they came from Birmingham,
England.
Now this is on your father's side.
Yeah, and my father was born in Birmingham, England.
What were their names?
My grandfather's name was Finch.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know whether I get my grandmother her maiden name or not. My mother's name. Oh, that's it. No, it's a test. I might have it in one of these books. Yeah, I don't think it'd be in here. It'd be in, find everything but the right one. See, I had a book on this side about my father and mother. I should have had them all out. I had them out. Now I don't know just which one I have. Well, I get all kinds of pictures here.
Oh, we could, yeah, go back later and...
Oh. No, I don't think it would be, no, I know it wouldn't be in here. This is my mother and father at their mm-hmm. anniversaries. Let me see. And I could picture the whole family, us, when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one of them missing. What is her name? I guess I could find it. I don't want to take up too much time. Well, that's my mother's. Yeah, my mother's mother's name was Margaret Chisholm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope I got my father's. Margaret Chisholm. Maybe my mother. Where's my father's? Well, see, this is my mother's death certificate here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, if you know if I'd known this, I would have checked all over. I know I've got it somewhere.
That's okay. I mean, what you can do, like I said, later we can fill it in. It doesn't have to be right now.
Now, wait a minute, this is it. Oh, my mother's, her mother's name was Lydia Haynes.
Uh-huh.
See, H-A-Y-N-E-S.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was Chisholm. Well, I knew I had it somewhere.
Okay, now that's your father's?
This is my, my father's mother's.
With the Haynes.
Haynes, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And his father's name was Walter W. Finch. The same as my father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then my mother's maiden name was Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And her mother's name was Chisholm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, your grandmother who had, whose maiden name, your grandmother whose maiden name had been Haynes.
Yeah,
and
that's my father's mother.
Right. Uh-huh. They came from England, you were
mm-hmm,
saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know why they came over from England? Or?
Well, I don't know now. I think there's still relatives there that I've never even seen or heard from.
Mm-hmm.
And now this Flora Finch, of course you wouldn't remember her. She used to play with Fatty Arbuckle in the movies, mm-hmm. and she came from England. Of course, she's dead now. She was in the movies. She was an actress. And her name was Haynes, too, I believe. Either Haynes or Finch.
Uh-huh.
See? No, it was Finch. Yeah, yeah. It was Finch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flora Finch. And but that's now on my father's side.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there was... Oh, I'd have to figure out how many kids were around this. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think there was 4 girls, and 1, 2, 3. That was about either 4 or 5 sons
mm-hmm.
on my father's side,
uh-huh.
on his brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
And then on my mother's, it was, unless you want me to talk about my mother now?
Well, I'll tell you what, because I needed to clip that back on. But, just talking about your father's family for a moment, they came from England. Do you know what his father did, or what
he... Well, his, now, when his father was over here, now, I don't know what he did in England, mm-hmm. but when he was over here, he was, I don't know, what do you call him? Well, anyway, he used to make bowling balls. And the pins,
mm-hmm.
and billy clubs. I was knocked out by a billy club one time. It was on Christmas. And we were having a party over to my grandmother's house and my grandfather. And we'd always put on a little show.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was supposed to be Charlie Chaplin,
uh-huh.
and my aunt was supposed to be the cop.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we were acting up, you know, and all of a sudden, she thought my head was padded. I took the stuffing out of the chair. It was horsehair. See, that's what they used to use in those days, stuffing chairs. So I only get a little bit, so I had it around here, and the top of my hat was empty. See? All of a sudden, she came down with that billy club and hit me on the head. I had a bump on my head about that big, and I passed out.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle said, gee, she's a good actress. And I was knocked out. So then somebody said, oh, my God, you can get up now. It's over. And, of course, I still lay there. I was out for about a half an hour. And so when they found out what had happened, that was the end of the party. No more parties because it was too dangerous. But that's what that happened then. But as I say, he made bowling alleys and pins. And he made everything out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
My father made everything out of brass. And me, I make most everything out of paper. And
he did carving and things like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they move to from England? What part of the...
Well, now, when I caught... No, they were living in House Neck. That was in Quincy, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned a lot of buildings down there. He used to build these houses. He was really a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
And there was quite a few places there that he had built.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now he's been dead for years, and of course, these places now, other people have had them, and they rebuilt them and everything, I guess. And my father, he used to work at the shipyard. The Fall River Shipyard was run by Bethlehem Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a sheet metal worker,
mm-hmm.
and he used to make the instruments on the ship, you know, for the doctors and everything like that.
Mm.
He'd make them out of brass or
mm-hmm.
steel or something like that, mostly brass. And he was the only one that did that kind of work. And he was the highest paid man in the shipyard
mm-hmm.
Because on account of that work that he did. And then, of course, my grandfather, then he went and he worked down the shipyard, too.
Mm-hmm.
And... he worked there for quite a while, and then he took sick, and he didn't work anymore, and then he passed away. But
now, and then on your mother's side, where were her parents?
Well, her parents were from, her mother was Scotch, and her father was French,
mm-hmm.
and he came from Canada. I'm pretty sure, either Montreal or Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a statue of one of her cousins in front of the post office up either Quebec or Montreal. I have never seen it, but the rest of the family have. Mm-hmm. And I forget what it was there for. It was something that he did anyway. It's in history. Mm-hmm. So, and that's that. And I often wanted to go up there. But then my mother, then my grandfather and them, they moved down to Quincy, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And that's where my mother was born. Mm-hmm. And
no reference about when she was born?
Oh, my father's born in 1880. She's born 1884. Uh-huh. January 29th, 1884. Uh-huh. And my father was born May 12th, 1880.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you know what her parents' family did?
Well, her parents, well, you mean the family,
yeah.
Not her grandparents, because I don't know anything about her grandparents.
Just her family.
Well, my uncle, he worked at the shipyard, and then my sister, my aunt, I don't know if they did any work. They got married, and mm-hmm. see, they stayed at home, and then they got married, and they were home. I don't believe they ever worked.
You know what your grandparents on the other side did for a living? Yeah.
Well, that's the one, my mother's grandparents.
Uh-huh.
Mother's parents, yeah. Well, as I say, my grandfather, her father, he used to work up in the quarries, mm-hmm. the granite quarries, mm-hmm. and he used to deliver these big pieces of rock.
Oh.
And one day he was delivering and something happened and a piece of granite fell. And it landed on his leg, and he had to have his leg taken off, mm-hmm. just above his knee.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then he couldn't work, so then after a while he used to make his own medicine, remedies. And he used to go sell them that, and that's what he made his living on then,
mm-hmm.
until he died. And I forget when he died. See, I don't have their death certificate.
Yeah.
So that's about that
mm-hmm.
on their side.
Now, how much education did your mother and father have?
Well, I guess they went through high school. Now, whether they went to high school or not, I don't know. They never said. Mm-hmm. I think my mother did. I think she graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she did. And I don't know about my father. He may have, too.
Mm-hmm.
But if he did, that would have been out in Roslindale.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the other side of Boston. It's part of Boston,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts. But my mother, she went to the Willard School in West Quincy,
mm-hmm.
in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And she graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now for myself, I used to love school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to the 8th grade, and I was ready to go into the 9th grade. We had 9 grades then.
Mm-hmm.
And where my mother wasn't very well, and she had the 9 children and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought they'd take me out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to, because I almost was ready to graduate and everything. So anyway, they took me out and so I could help my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I was out a while, one of my neighbors, she worked up to this leatherette place, and she said that they needed a girl, and well, I don't know if I'd go up. This was during World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my mother and father didn't want me to go. Anyway, I talked it into them, and so they let me go. And I worked up there, about a year or so, and then that's when I hit my hand. I lost my finger and everything.
Okay. We need to go back in the story a little bit, though, because I was wondering, before you were born, do you know how your parents met?
No, I don't think they ever told me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't know whether it was a party or something they went to, because my father never danced. My mother used to like to dance, but
uh-huh.
he didn't. I don't, just forget how they did meet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, How old they were, roughly, when they got married?
Well, yeah, my mother was 18, mm-hmm. and my father was 22, 4 years older than her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that was in about...
That was 1902.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then when were you born?
1903, uh-huh. January
1903. Uh-huh. And pretty near... You're telling your mother's birthday
was in January. Yeah, her birthday was the 29th of January, and they were married February 22nd,
uh-huh.
1902.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you were born in January and...
1903.
And you were the oldest?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oldest of 11.
Of 11 children. Okay, then how, what are the sort of... From there.
Well, every 2 years they had a child, except at the end, my youngest brother, oh, I guess there was about 4 years, 3 or 4 years difference between my sister and him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I forget what year he was born in. Mm-hmm. I'd have to figure it up every 2 years and then the last, the fourth year. That's his picture over there. That one in there, you see where the owls are?
Yeah.
That's his picture. That's his high school picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, you were born in 1903,
mm.
and then while you were growing up as the oldest, what kinds of things did you have to do around the
house? Oh, about everything. I'd, I'd do the dishes and... most of the housework,
mm-hmm.
and then of course my sister would help. We'd have to take turns each Saturday. We have the whole house to clean and everything, but every day we'd sweep the floors and do the dishes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother used to help us how to cook. You know, she used to teach us. She used to say, and to my brother, she used to say, "Well, someday you're going to get married, and your wife might be sick, and you won't be able to." Do anything, she won't,
mm-hmm.
so you'll have to learn to cook and do the housework, and which they did. They all were wonderful cooks, and they do the housework and everything.
So she taught all the boys how to do everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever have any, to do any of the same chores that the boys did, or?
Well, I used to pick up the coal and everything, ashes, and clean them out, you know, and we'd re-burn them over again, and...
Mm-hmm.
And shovel the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we all pitched in, you know, we all helped one another.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, your father was working as doing ship fitting something?
He was a steel worker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at the shipyard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so you, he had 11
children
to support on that one.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the only one that worked.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live?
We lived in, we lived in Howes Neck. That's when I can remember. I was
yeah.
a little kid.
Were you born there in Howes Neck?
No, I was born in Boston,
uh-huh.
Boston, Mass. And when we were living down in Howes Neck, I was 4 years old and was on Easter Sunday. And my father and some neighbors of ours and my mother were going out fishing. And so my father and this man said they're going out and try out the boat and everything and get some bait and everything. And I was standing on the wharf. And so he said, "You better go home and tell your mother to get ready. We'll be right back." But instead, I went to jump in the boat, and the boat had started, and I fell down into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for that man that was with him, see, my hair was long, and he grabbed a hold of my hair, and he pulled me in.
Mm-hmm.
And all I thought of was my hat. So my mother said, "Oh, my God, you should have jumped in the boat." And my father didn't know it. It wasn't this man who saw it. And I said, "Well, I didn't get my hat wet. I had a new Easter bonnet." And that's all I thought of. I didn't get it wet, so I thought it was all right. But then afterwards, we went out in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And went fishing.
Did So you grew, you, did you do most of your growing up in Hasnick?
No, then from there, I was still 4 years old. We went up to West Quincy to live. Mm-hmm. That's where my mother was born.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we stayed there for a while, and then we went down to, down to Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
See, and we lived there for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we went to Neponset, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
But all things wasn't very good over there. The kids used to torment us and everything, and the landlord wanted to know how many children my mother had, and she said two, and at that time she had four. And so she said, if I'd known that, I'd never let you have it. But she said, I can't complain. She said, I never knew the kids were here. She said, they're so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my father then decided to buy a house, and that was in Weymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we spent most of our life, was in Weymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the landlady said, well, I hope you don't get the house. She said, I don't want you to leave.
Yeah.
See, they like this. But one day, it was Easter Sunday, and my mother had us kids all dressed up. And some of these kids, they were very mean, and they took a rotten egg and they put it in one of my brother's brand new suit in his pocket and squashed it. Oh, and what a smell. I don't know how old that egg was, but it smelled terrible. Oh, so that's the reason we wanted to leave there. And so we went to Weymouth.
Mm-hmm.
They bought this home and lived there for
years. Did the kids just tease you because you were new?
Well, I guess so, and they didn't like us.
Uh-huh.
See, they were Catholic and we wasn't, and they didn't like us.
Uh-huh.
And they were very mean to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the landlady, she was Catholic and everything, but she liked us.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't want us to leave after we got there because she said that, you know, there was no trouble,
mm-hmm.
no bother or anything.
Did you, was your family religious at all, or did you?
Oh, yeah. We went to the Episcopal Church.
Uh-huh.
And my father used to take us kids down to Sunday school every Sunday, and then he'd come and pick us up and
mm-hmm.
everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we were quite religious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What kinds of things did you do as a family? Did you ever go on outings or anything like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. See where he worked at the shipyard. They'd have outings every Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
and we'd go out and they'd have races and everything, and we'd have a lot of fun. They had a big parade, and so my father wanted me to decorate his car.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first one that had a car. Everybody thought we were millionaires, and he got the car just to do his work. He used to make chandeliers and refinish them and do all kinds of brass work, see. He'd do that in the cellar,
mm-hmm.
and he used the car for the motor to do his work. And then at night, we'd go out for a ride, and we'd have a ball. My aunts would come out and everything, you know, just to ride the car because everybody didn't have cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to do that, and they'd have on 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go out at the fireworks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to go out and have, we used to have some good times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my father would always take us. And then on Saturday nights, him and my mother would go into Boston,
mm-hmm.
into the market,
mm-hmm.
and they'd come home loaded with stuff. And they'd come out in the last train, and they'd get down to Quincy at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take the baby carriage and go down to meet them, so they wouldn't be able to carry the stuff, so I'd bring the baby carriage. And one night, there was two policemen. They saw me going down. Me, I was only about 8, 9 years old. And one of them says, well, where are you going? And he said, you shouldn't be out at this hour. I said, well, I'm going down to meet my mother and father. So the other officer knew me, and he said, oh, that's all right. He says, she goes and meets them every Saturday night unless she goes with them. And he said, well, that's okay, then. We'd be all right. You want us to walk down? I said, no. I was never scared.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go singing down the street and everything. And when I got older, we'd go, the girls who I worked with, we'd go into Boston, we'd go to a show, and have supper and everything. And then when I come home, I'd have to walk them all home, and then I'd have to go home myself. Mm-hmm. But I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. And one time, my father and I and one of my brothers, mm-hmm. we went into Boston, and my mother stayed home. And we did our shopping, and we come home. So we missed the train that we generally take. So I said to my father and my brother, they went in the smoker, and I said, now listen, I said, don't forget, get off at Braintree, I said, because it's not going to Weymouth. And I said, that's all right. So they get on the train, and my father was smoking, and I guess he kind of dozed off or something. I get off of the train at Braintree, and there they are on the train takes off. I said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? The fare was 6 cents, and I had a nickel. Mm-hmm. And I didn't dare get on the bus, and the bus driver, it was a streetcar. Mm-hmm. Those days, they didn't have buses. They had the electric streetcars. Mm-hmm. And because he knew me, because I used to go back and forth, you know, on that so many times. And he said, aren't you getting on the car? And I said, oh, no, I'm waiting for my father. So I said, well, I waited till the car took off. And some man said, come on, you better go. He said, because this is the last one. I said, well, I got to wait for my father. And so I said, well, after the car took off, I started to walk. I walked, oh, it must have been 4 miles. And it was midnight. Mm-hmm. And snow on the ground. And you know how snow is when it creaks and everything is cold and everything. So I walked, and I got out in the middle of the road, all woods and everything, all on the side. So I start singing, and I get down to the land and near where I lived, and these two cops saw me, and they said, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. And they said, what happened? And I told them. So anyway, they walked me home. And so I get in the house, and I went upstairs, and my mother didn't know it. I said, I'm home, but she didn't hear me. So then, after a while, my father and my brother came in. Mm-hmm. And I was upstairs, and my mother said, where's Mildred? And they said, well, isn't she here? And she said, no, what'd you do with her? He said, well, she got off at Braintree, and we forgot to get off, and we had to go to South Braintree, so they took a taxi home. And so all my mother's here, she said, well, what did they leave her alone for? And he said, well, I didn't intend to leave alone. He said, I just forgot to get off the train. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I came downstairs. I said, well, I'm home. I said, I'm all right. So everything is okay.